Prabhupada's Morning Walk, April 30th, 1973, Los Angeles.
Of L-37. Just like formerly, people used to have some dishes of valuable metals. Now it is plastic. This is the advancement.
That's what they call.
Rascals are thinking it is advancement. And if he goes to sell the plastic plates, nobody pays him cent. But if one has a metal plate, if he is in difficulty, he can get some money. This is scientific advancement. Instead of gold coins, now there is paper. I trust in God. Who is trust in God? Cheating, who trust in God? Take $100. And what is this $100? This paper. We trust in God. By the name of God, I give it. And it is scientific.
They call it convenience.
Huh?
They call it convenience.
Yes, convenience means going to hell. That's all. It is very convenient to go to hell. Everything is synthetic. Cotton is disappearing.
Everything is artificial.
Artificial. And the scientists, they are giving this to, oh, now you have produced something very valuable. Take it.
Yeah, when DuPont made the first nylon, praise all over the world.
What part? What part?
Because they produce the synthetic fibers, nylons.
And they use that. Big cars, they are charging thousands of dollars. But what it is? Tin car. As soon as the machine gone, nobody will pay for the tin use. Especially in this country, they throw that to this garbage. No value. In India, you have seen it still there, you know. People would stock metal utensils, you know.
Yes, please.
Never use this China clay. Never. No respectful gentleman will use China clay. But still. So if a poor family is in need of money, immediately he can take one Banarasi sari or some metal utensils to the pawn maker. He'll immediately offer some money. Yes. So these are convenience. Investment was in gold ornaments. But still you are seeing there are so many jewelry shops, silver dishes shop, ornament shop. Every marriage, the father must give at least 50 tolas. I was not a rich man still. I had to give to my daughter 50 tolas of gold during marriage. 50 tolas, 2.5 tolas makes 1 ounce. So what is the value of 50 tolas?
25 ounces.
Huh?
Right now that's worth about $2,300.
Yes, sir. So that is her stock, Sri Dhan. The husband cannot touch, then it is criminal. So, in case of need, she can convert the ornaments into money. Sometimes there is disagreement with the husband, so she has got some stock. The father gives some ornament, the father-in-law gives some ornament, the relatives. Also, during marriage, they present some ornaments. So, if she gets 100 tolas of gold, that means at least 500.
Almost 5,000.
$5,000. She has got some assets that is called Sri Dhan. Sri Dhan means woman's property. Nobody can touch it. Only according to Manusamhita law, Sri Dhan, now they are changing. Sri Dhan, the son cannot touch, the husband cannot touch. Nobody can touch. But after her death, the daughter will share that much. Because formerly, the daughters could not get share of the father's state. Only the dowry which is given by the father at the time of her marriage, that much. But she could not claim any state share. Therefore, at the time of marriage, the dowry by ornaments, saris, 100 pieces of sari, everyone is rich man. All bread is very costly. And woman's nature is that if she gets good ornaments, sari, good food. She says, she doesn't want anything. She will never become faithless to her husband. So these things are disappearing. Now rich man's wife, go on out. All vidava. Only the widows, they were without ornaments. Any woman who has got husband must have ornaments. Otherwise, insult. Individual liberty, individual prosperity, everything is disappeared by the scientific improvement. This is the net result. Now in your country, that the what is that draft board?
Draft board?
Yes. Calling young man.
To fight me?
Yes.
They don't do it anymore.
They do not
stop it.
Yes. Because they saw now we are producing more hippies for this. Only for on account of this. Yes.
So the material world is very temporary. The material world itself is temporary. So scientists still make it much more temporary. By finding out the different ways of their own conveniences, by producing these things, makes it much more
easier to die. They have invented the atomic, very easy to kill. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But despite all these disadvantages, if the scientists bring in Krishna consciousness, then that is success. It is success. The sea without waves does not look well. Without waves, when the sea is calm and quiet, it does not look well. What do you think?
Does that look well?
Yes. Now with waves it looks beautiful.
Good.
But that is the property of the ocean.
No, everything has got some quality and beauty. Just like Chanaka Pandit says, Narinan Bhushanan Kuti. Woman with personal beauty is not beauty. When she has got a husband, then she is beauty. How scientific it is. All these girls in your country without husband, they are all morose, unhappy. They have no fixity of husband. Is it not?
Yes.
Yes. The woman population is greater everywhere. And if they have no husband, they are very sorry. I have studied in this country. They are very unhappy without husband. Therefore, I introduced this marriage in our society. Now, in our society, see all the women with children, how happy they are.
Oh, yes.
Yes. They have got Krishna, they have got husband, they have got children. Now, happy they are. They are working hard. For beauty of the home, for the temple. And now, last night that Mukunda's cousin, sister, how unhappy she is.
Yes. And you could also see the child, the difference between that child and our children.
Yes.
You could see immediately.
Oh, that girl was Mukunda's
cousin, sister. Without husband, woman is very, very unhappy. Therefore, according to Vedic system, the father has got a very responsible duty to get the daughter married. It is a responsibility to the father. In the absence of father, elder brother. Now the scientists are giving them contraceptive. Don't marry and use contraceptive. This is scientific advance. And the contraceptive user of girls, they are never beautiful. Natural beauty, there is. Natural beauty is lost. Did you mark it? Between a woman having natural children, her beauty is better than the girl using contraception. It's natural. As soon as you check natural system, you become individual. Still the system is current. Kshatriyas, kings, when they are married, you have seen Krishna's father's marriage. So many women also are giving.
Yes, charity.
Because always woman population is better than the man. So those who are kings, they could maintain more than one wife. So not only one wife, another 3 dozen maidservants. They are freely mixing with kings. They got all the children, but they are not eligible for throne. Only the married wife son. This is just like Vidhu. Vidhu happened to be the son of such maidservant. So he had no claim on the throne. Dashi sister. They are called Dashi sisters. They are maintained just like in royal family, but they have no claim on the throne.
There are two scientists working on to make chemicals for contraceptives. One is in the Stanford, it's in the Dow Jones. One is at Harvard, and then is UC Corey. They're quite famous now. They're very famous now.
Because they are getting contraceptives?
Yes, they're trying to make compounds.
Today. And all the scientists are not famous, notorious. This will be called notorious. Somebody has manufactured atomic weapons, somebody has contraceptives, somebody has synthetic. Scientists mean they must do something mischievous, that's right.
Originally they are saying that in the future we'll make tablets, scientists will make tablets.
Yes.
Just taking one or two tablets and they will be satisfied, they are hungry. The food will be very simplified.
But the food's value will be taken by him. Instead of paying to the stores, you pay us, we give you tablets.
Brain is so many things.
Idle brain is a devil's person. Because they have no Krishna consciousness, their brain is a workshop of the devil. That's all. Hare Rama. Without culture, men are becoming rogues and thieves, uncultured. The communist movement, existing everywhere, nobody is happy. The government's duty should be, first duty should be, that everyone is happy. That is described in Srimad Bhagavatam during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Even there was no natural disturbance, no excessive heat, no excessive cold, no anxiety. People are dying now out of anxiety. They are becoming mad, committing suicide, drinking liquor more and more, just for anxiety. When they cannot solve any big problem, praying bottle. Is it not? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. This is the only service. Shastra says, Galaja Navalakhani, there are 900,000 forms of aquatics. What the scientist says, Paranja.
There's no number. You cannot count it. When we say, then they say, how do you know?
We have got our process. You do not know, you admit. That is Vedic knowledge. Everything is there. If you want to know, you have to spend so much money to study how many forms are there. But we believe in the Vedas, we get immediately the correct one. Now you cannot challenge it because you do not know. Neither you can know by the circle. Galajanavalakhani Bhavara Lakhavinsa. They actually, the sea waves bringing their food. Small fishes are
when the wave comes, they run this way. You know, when the wave goes down, they run down.
Hmm. And the waves bring the food from India to the capture. So there is no scarcity of food, even for the small birds. And we are in scarcity. The scientist is manufacturing tablets. Huh?
They are going to convert the wood, the big woods, to food also.
Oh.
By treating with enzymes. There is one of the... the wood that grows big, big trees.
Yes.
They said in a few years, then these will be converted to food by treating with enzymes.
That means there will be no food, natural food. That is stated in Bhagavad. You will not get these grains, sugar, milk, which will be stopped. You have to eat oats, yes. By your advancement of civilization, you have to eat oats.
Like a termite.
Yes. Kaham.
At the moment, scientists are doing so many things.
Hmm.
They're having so many hopes.
Hmm.
So in about 50 years,
there is so much advancement that there will be no grains, no meat.
Many scientists and doctors now say you shouldn't drink milk anywhere.
Hmm. Why?
Say it's unhealthy.
Huh? What is healthy? Meat?
Meat.
Do the scientists say like that?
I'm not very sure. Hmm. But they produce imitation milk. The milk produced from soybean, there's a level in the market. But I find many people do not buy the natural milk. They buy the imitation milk. The milk produced from the beans, soybean. They said the milk contains too much fat, so that makes them very fat. So they want to control their weight by taking the emulation milk, which contains less protein and...
Yes, milk will be happier.
So what, buffalo milk is as good as the cow's milk?
No. It contains more fat. Milk needs cow's milk. If you want to derive milk profit, then it is cow's. Otherwise, every animal has got milk. And then next to cow's milk is goat's milk. Goat. Buffalo milk is not so nice.
Difficult to digest.
No, they therefore mix with water.
Manipur uses mostly buffalo milk because cow's milk is not very plenty, very expensive.
Everywhere in India, cows are disappearing by slaughterhouse. And this cannot make drinking water from sea water?
Yes, they can make. Very expensive, isn't it? Yeah, I think in Japan they get the water from the ocean. The process, they remove the salt. They use the water for drinking.
But it is quite expensive.
Then what is the use? If people cannot provide it.
Not provided freely.
Let's say when the necessity arises,
they'll do it.
All free day.
It's going to be a wonderful future.
So as long as the future is there, there's something to say.